It's 8:35 this morning on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, our first one of the hour today. And Chad Baldwin, Marketing and Communications with the University of Wyoming, joining me live over the phone today with his monthly report from UW. Chad, good morning. How are you in Laramie today?
Doing great, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate the time. And
all right.
You know, we're coming off a UW win in the AA last night. So, right? I think it's always a better day when that happens the morning after.
Absolutely. We smoked those people from California. It was fun.
Appreciate your time to talk about what's happening within the University of Wyoming. And you know, a number of examples of UW reaching out across the state and not just what happens in Laramie, but UW's J. Kemmerworth Institute partnering for a fishing guide course. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Duke, this is something, you know, our focus on outdoor recreation and tourism really has increased in recent years. And this is about providing fishing guides in Wyoming who are interested. This is absolutely nothing that's mandatory, of course. Basically, it's a course that it blends online coursework with an in-person on-the-water practicum to it's an advanced fishing guide certification course, specifically tailored to Wyoming's rivers and our regulations and our guiding traditions. So we're doing this in collaboration with some outfitters, actually Western Wyoming outfitters, and it's just a resource for this really growing industry in our state, particularly in you know, you see it a lot in Western Wyoming on your rivers and streams there. To some degree, we're seeing it, you know, for instance, the North Platte River over on, or on this side, lots of fishing guides, and this is just another resource for this industry in our state.
Absolutely. So that's happening with the University of Wyoming. Also, some entrepreneurship seminars in regards to agriculture. And, of course, agriculture it's changed over the last number of years, especially in Leakey County, but still very strong, whether it for the type that it is. And so tell us about these seminars.
Sure, yeah. So jumping from tourism to agriculture, which is another key industry in our state, we do have this it's a ranch management and ag leadership seminar series that's going on. And some of them have taken place outside Laramie. The one that's coming up here on February 26th is actually going to be in Laramie. And this is about how you can do a sort of add-on to maybe your family ag operation. It's about entrepreneurship. And this one actually is going to focus on the Mountain Meadow wool operation in Buffalo that is really started up as just like his mom's knitting hobby. It's now turned into the biggest full service wool mill in the whole entire Rocky Mountain West. So, so just trying to give our ag producers some additional tools on things that they may be able to do to augment their operations.
Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. A nuclear energy forum. Registration opens for this upcoming forum hosted by the University of Wyoming, and it sounds like this is kind of focused on the fuel cycle. And so we talk about the nuclear plant that's under construction right now in Kemmer, and maybe a good opportunity for people to learn more about what's taking place in nuclear energy across the state.
You bet, yeah, Duke. And just jumping from ag now to energy, and minerals, which is our top industry in the state. This forum is done by our Ruckelshaus Institute and our Hobbs School of Environment and Natural Resources every year. And this year, it's focused on nuclear, which we know is such a big deal now in our state, and even getting bigger and bigger. And we would just want to equip people with the tools and knowledge they can use to make informed decisions about nuclear industries in the state and in their communities. So I think, of course, you're seeing in Lincoln County there in Kemmer, I think the community largely embracing what's going on there with the natrium reactor that's under development there. There's other projects in other parts of Wyoming, like Gillette and Casper, that are different parts of the fuel cycle that have drawn a lot of interest. And I would say in some cases, maybe some misunderstandings. And so this is going to help people understand what nuclear is all about, from uranium mining, which we do a lot of in Wyoming, to spent fuel storage, which is not what we're talking about in Kemmer, but has been something looked at in other parts of Wyoming. So, again, just trying to provide people with information on this really important industry in our state right now.
Absolutely. Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming this morning. Chad, I think last time we were on the air, of course, we talked about the proposed budget cuts to the University of Wyoming. Now we have you on there, this time kind of in the midst of the session. And at least on the Senate side yesterday, voting to kind of go back to the governor's bill, not what came out of the JAC, which, if I'm understanding correctly, would do away with the proposed cut. But what's the university doing right now, and what's the engagement process like for the university with the legislative session and everything happening at this stage of the game?
Sure, just monitoring very closely and answering questions and providing information. A lot of that kind of happens behind the scenes in Cheyenne. We have a person over there who's focused on addressing those sorts of things, one of our vice presidents. But this is largely about helping people understand what a cut of the magnitude that came out of the Appropriations Committee would do to us. And we really, really appreciate the support we've been receiving from people across the state. In the Senate yesterday, there were senators who referenced that the people of Wyoming basically have spoken on this, and they don't want to defund our university at this level. And so, we really appreciate, for instance, Senator Dockstader's support for going to the governor's budget on this issue. And we'll see what happens. I mean, they're probably, I assume, you know, as you look at just reading tea leaves here, it's probably going to be some sort of compromise that'll have to be struck unless the House is willing to change here. There's more time. There's amendments can be made here in the next few days, but we really appreciate the support people around Wyoming have been giving to their legislators for UW.
That's Chad Baldwin this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Chad, as always, appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to touch on today while we have you on the air?
Maybe to reiterate just what we talked about earlier, we talked about three things today: agriculture, tourism, energy. Those are the bedrocks of Wyoming's economy, and Wyoming's land-grant university is focused on those topics, and I think that's helping us make our argument in Cheyenne.
That's Chad Baldwin, public relations with the University of Wyoming. Chad, as always, thank you very much. We'll touch base again next month.
Thanks, Duke.
It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.